May 24, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Beyond Restoration. Opening prayer. Father, please breathe your spirit on me today as I read your word, and assure me once again of the hope I have in you. Read Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Peter addresses the crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Reflect. The events we celebrate today were preceded by an extended time of waiting. Take a few minutes to wait silently on God. Who would have dreamed that Joel's prophecy would be fulfilled like this? Joel would have been content with rebuilding his shattered country, restoring its ecosystem, and securing justice for its enemies. And yet, in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, he glimpses something much greater. I wonder whether the prophet himself could make sense of what he wrote. Maybe he was thinking of Moses, who did not want spiritual gifts to be restricted to a chosen few. Numbers chapter 11, verse 29. In the Jewish calendar, the day of Pentecost was like a harvest festival, a time to thank God for the autumn and spring rains, for full threshing floors and vats overflowing with new wine and olive oil. Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 24. And yet, on the day we have come to know as Pentecost, God did so much more. The heavens opened and poured down not just rain, but the Holy Spirit. And this gift was not just for the Jewish people, but truly for all people, regardless of race, sex, or age. This all began in Jerusalem, but spread around the world in a chain reaction of many Pentecosts. See Acts chapter 8, verse 17, chapter 10, verse 44, and chapter 19, verse 6. The dwelling place of God was no longer a city, as Joel had envisioned, but a global community of people. Apply. On this Lord's Day, in what ways might you celebrate Pentecost that express gratitude and vision for the Holy Spirit's presence, not only in your life, but in the Church throughout the world? Closing prayer. Lord, help me to see further, and to trust you for more than I have yet received. Fill me again with your Holy Spirit, to overflowing, generous Father.